"How's it now?"
he answered anxiously, for she was still rubbing the towsy golden curls which covered the back of her head.
"Kiss it and make it well,"
she said, with perfect gravity, showing the injured part to him.
"That's what Mother used to do. Where's Mother?"
"And Mother's gone. I guess you'll see her before long."
"Gone, eh?"
said the little girl.
"Funny, she didn't say goodbye. She must always did if she was just going over to Auntie's for tea. Now she's been away 3 days. Say, it's awful dry, ain't it? Ain't there no water? Nothing to eat?"
"No, there ain't nothing, dearie. You just need to be patient a while, and then you'll be all right. You put your head up again me like that, and then you'll feel bullier. It ain't easy to talk when your lips is like leather, but I guess I'd best let you know how the cards lie. What's that you got?"
"Pretty things, fine things,"
cried the little girl enthusiastically, holding up 2 glittering fragments of mica.
"When we goes back to home, I'll give them to Brother Bob."
"You'll see prettier things than them soon," said the man confidently. "You just wait a bit. I was going to tell you, though. You remember when we left the river?"
"Oh, yes."
"Well, we reckon we'd strike another river soon, you see. But there was something wrong. Compasses or a map or something. And it didn't turn up. Water ran out. Just except a little drop for the likes of you and
you couldn't wash yourself,"
interrupted his companion gravely, staring up at his grimy visage.
"Nope, nor drink. And Mr. Bender, he was the first to go, and then Indian Pete, then Mrs. McGregor, and then Johnny Holmes. And then, dearie, your mother."
"Then Mother's a deader, too,"
cried the little girl, dropping her face in her pinafore and sobbing bitterly.
"Yeah, they all went except you and me. Then I thought there was some chance of water in this direction, so I heaved you over my shoulder and we tramped it together. It don't seem as though we've improved matters. There's an almighty small chance for us now."
"Do you mean that we're gonna die, too?"
asked the child, checking her sobs and raising her tear-stained face.
"Well, I guess that's about the size of it."
"Oh, why didn't you say so before?"
she said, laughing gleefully.
"You gave me such a fright. Why, of course, now as long as we die, we'll be with Mother again."
"Yeah, you will, dearie."
"And you, too. I'll tell her how awful good you've been. I'll bet she meets us at the door of heaven with a big pitcher of water and a lot of buckwheat cakes, hot and toasted on both sides like Bob and me was fond of. How long will it be first?"
"Oh, I don't know. Not very long."
The man's eyes were fixed upon the northern horizon,